Security forces in Egypt have killed a mosque imam in Alexandria after raiding his house and severely beating him. Sheikh Akram was the imam of the Ali ibn Abi Talib Mosque in the Ajami area of the northern city. Officials accused him of promoting anti-government sentiments in his lectures. The imam's family says security forces threw him off the balcony of his house. But security forces claim the imam fell while trying to escape arrest. Meanwhile, security sources in the northern part of the city have killed another protester. The man was killed in Alexandria's Jenanklis area. Meanwhile, explosions hit outside a police station in the Ramal area of the city. Egypt plunged into chaos after the army toppled the country's first democratically elected president in July. Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from the Egyptian capital. Now, Mohammed, of course, give us what more information we have about this sheikh being killed and as well as the other violence that we've been hearing about.
Yes, Waqar, a busy and dramatic day in Alexandria, that second city here in Egypt. We have two versions of the story, as you mentioned, Waqar, about the killing of Sheikh Akram. And the family of the sheikh says that the security forces threw him off the balcony when they were raiding the house, trying to arrest him, while the security forces say that he fell from the balcony while trying to escape arrest. Now, interestingly enough, the Anti-Coup Alliance in Alexandria says that the sheikh is considered a moderate imam and does not belong to any political stream, does not belong to the Brotherhood, and many testify to this, that he was moderate, but obviously not moderate enough for the security forces who were trying to arrest him in all cases. But it is important to mention that this is not the first time that you see casualties fall, Waqar, while police is trying to arrest suspects. Also, the killing of the protester in Alexandria had a dramatic part of the story, a dramatic angle as well, because the man who was killed, named Mohammed Shenaweni, was a handicapped man on a wheelchair. And his friends say that he hadn't missed a single march, a single anti-coup march. And now this man who was on his wheelchair in this protest was killed on Thursday in Alexandria. Also in Alexandria on Thursday, the wife of a Brotherhood detainee in the Burj Al Arab prison cell was shot to death. And the lawyer of the family says that this was an act of intentional killing from the part of the security forces after a brawl between the victim and security forces there. Naturally, the Alexandria police says that the killing was by mistake when a soldier was cleaning his gun. In the meantime, Waqar, six female Azhar students, in what seems to be a daily routine now, got a one-year jail sentence for their role in the protests on Thursday. As far as the Ramla explosion in Alexandria is concerned, no casualties there, but there is a rise in attacks against police as of late. Also on Thursday, the police outpost in the canal city of Port Said was torched, but causing no casualties. And a number of not only police vehicles, but private cars belonging to security officials, including ones in Ad-Dakahleya, in the Nile Delta, and in Minya.
Okay, Mohammed, I do apologize, but I'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate that detailed update, as always. That was Mohammed Chalabi speaking to us live from Cairo.